This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets to start off this week?
It's a green day. Had a down day Friday, got overbought, back up today a little bit. Double-digit gains in the beans. The market really, I think, is going to kind of mark time and here sideways trade congest into Thursday's WASDE report from the government. Market looks like it's put in a low. If you look at the charts, they all look pretty favorable. They all had some reversals on the upside. Feels like the these record yields have been baked into the price. Exports are flowing. In case of corn and beans, we're still around the cheapest in the world. We had another flash sale today of beans to China. We had decent 10 a.m. export inspections, and as rightfully so, sitting on four-year lows, cheaper than most anybody else. The exports you expect would start to flow, and they've been doing that. But the markets is looking ahead to Friday, what the yields are going to be.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
December corn up 1 even at 407 and a quarter. November soybeans up 13 even at 1018 even. October soybean meal down 10 cents at 32070. Soybean oil up 86 cents at 4107. On the Merck, October live cattle up 175 at 176.92. September feeders up 342 at 237.72. October lean hogs down 70 cents at 78.80. Pork cutout went unchanged at 91.55. In September, Class 3 milk up 21 cents at $22.99. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.